It was just about 6 weeks ago that ice covered about 92% of the surface of the Great Lakes. A report this week indicated there's still a fair amount of ice out there, and that could keep things relatively cool in lakeside communities for several weeks. Val Bennington of the UW-Madison Center for Climatic Research says over the coming years, ice cover on the Great Lakes is still expected to decline due to expected air temperatures.
We expect the region to warm, particularly during winter, and so hence a loss in ice. But in years like this past year, you know, we had basically air coming from a different direction than we typically get, and so we had more cold air coming into the region than we have in a lot of recent winters.
Bennington says less ice cover could be better for shipping, but bad for trying to take a walk between a shoreline and an island or ice caves. Another UW-Madison climate scientist, Michael Notaro, agrees all the ice this past winter was an example of natural variability or year-to-year variation. He says, though, the ice may help lake levels continue to rise this spring.
It has a reduction in even into the subsequent season in the amount of evaporation. So that generally is favorable for an increase in lake levels.
Notaro says by mid to late century, ice on the Great Lakes will be substantially reduced, but again, with an occasional year with a lot of ice. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.